Tonight, Andy Marsack, clue number one for him is on the way. I've got a clue soon and then a clue just before 11 o'clock. And he is live in it tonight. He's not looking back at it. He's not looking back to the previous week or years. He's live somewhere in this globe. I do not know where he is. But it would be ace to hear from you. It genuinely would. But I need your help to track him down. We don't get this right. We don't get the travelogue. Which, boo, hiss, has never happened before. An artifacts here in a moment, so we'll wheel in Edith the Art Speaker tonight, though. Diana Ross with Ain't No Mountain High Enough in a moment, and Michael Bublé. But you'll be wanting clue number one for Andy Marsack, won't you? International travel writer extraordinaire gives us two clues to find out where he is. One now, one just before 11, and the man himself at 11:15, there or thereabouts. See what you make of this. First time I've seen this as well, so bear that in mind. I am on a Portuguese archipelago of nine very different volcanic islands situated somewhere in the Atlantic. As, well, I thought of Madeira straight away, but it says, as with Madeira, these islands are an autonomous region of Portugal with their own government and laws, granted in 1976. Nine very different volcanic islands in the Atlantic Ocean, Portuguese archipelago. It's not Madeira. That was my go-to for the start of that question. Autonomous region of Portugal. What do you think? Where is he this week? 81333 RUSS. I don't mind telling you, I'm genuinely stumped. Genuinely stumped. I would have gone for Madeira and that had been it. You're going to help me out. If you know, it's on the tip of your tongue. Facebook.com/LateNightRuss. Where in the world is Andy? In a minute, so plenty of good suggestions. I have to thank you again. Sue in York. Is Andy Marsack in the Azores? Oh, this is... There's some good work going on here. Hi to Phil in Canada. Ex of Ghoul. It's the Azores, Russell. Neil in Skegby doing his straight plump for the Azores. Keith over on the Facebook page. Thank you for that one. Rob in Fussing on the Walls. I think Andy's in the Azores, mate. Well, it's sheer weight of opinion, but we do have a second clue. Now, bear in mind, the travelogue is at in 20 minutes from now. The verdant green mountains and black craggy coasts on these islands gives them the nickname of the European Hawaii. Lots of natural thermal springs for swimming, plus delicious tea and pineapple plantations. Tea, pineapples, thermal springs, mountains, coasts, the European Hawaii. And here's me thinking that was Lytham St. Anne's. You sticking with the Azores or you changing? This is the gamble, isn't it? Stick or twist. Stick or twist, how are you feeling? Do you know, I'm going to go with you if you're sure about the Azores. Clutch that passport. Head to the nearest airport. Have good times in foreign climes. Many, many years on this here programme, we've always enjoyed asking the question, where in the world is Andy Marsack? And we, through the magic of technology, happen across him in different locations. He sends us the clues, you've helped me out, and then we get a bit of a treat, and the travel log is always forthcoming. Without further ado, good evening, Andy Marsack.
Ahoy, hoy, Russ. Good to be back.
It's lovely to have you back here. This is, what, 2 weeks on the bounce? Marvellous.
Yeah, what do you know, eh? Have you tracked me down?
Sheer weight of opinion on this. We did have one or two going slightly left field, but by far the majority verdict was you are in the Azores.
Well, you tracked me down again. Well done. Yes. Congrats. Yeah, someone I think said Cape Verde, but that was a good shout as well, actually. But it's not Portuguese anymore. They're independent.
I've got to say, I'm genuinely excited by this one because I've seen the Azores on brochures, I've seen them on telly, but I know next to nothing about them other than the Portuguese element. So sell them to me, Andy. How come you're there?
Well, yeah, it's a good question. Me too, because I didn't know much about the Azores at all either. A well-known budget airline suggested that we come and explore the Azores. And I'm here with a bunch of my colleagues. Been here for 7 days as well, which is very unusual for a press trip.
Wow.
Exploring two of the main islands. So, yeah, we had a fantastic time. Here we are in the middle of the Atlantic. Should I tell you exactly where I am?
Yeah, yeah, go for it, yeah. Because, well, there's an archipelago, so let's narrow it down somewhat.
It is. But it's 1,000 miles from Lisbon and about 2,000 miles from Washington, USA. So you can imagine it's kind of in the middle of the Atlantic, you know. But yeah, there's nine islands, and San Miguel is the biggest. And so we spent a few days on San Miguel. And then there's these are the two main touristic islands. And then the other one is Terceira. And that's where I am now. So that's kind of the second one. And then there's all these seven other really lovely ones, Graciosa, Saint George, Corvo, Santa Maria, Pico, and Faeo. And they're kind of just really lovely. I've been blown away this week. I've really enjoyed it. It is a completely different. When you say volcanic islands, I mean, you've been to the Canary Islands, right?
Yes. They're what you call, sort of, that's hard volcanic islands, isn't it? You know, it's big spiky rocks that cover the majority of the island.
That's right. Moon's kind of a moonscape. It's black, dry, rocky. Now, these, completely different. And so the Azores are basically lush and green. The volcanoes are covered in grass and vegetation. And it's just completely opposite to what I was expecting. Rains frequently, so I suppose that's got something to do with it. So it's always got, you know, well hydrated. So it's fabulous, yeah. And most of all these volcanoes, I mean, it was originally 1,800 volcanoes were the ones that kind of created the islands. And nine are still active. And they say active, I mean, they're not doing anything except sort of bubbling away on these lovely rock pools. Gives you nice thermal bars and things like that. But all these, most of the volcanoes are now called what they call calderas. So it's kind of the cone has collapsed on itself, which leaves just this sort of outer wall of a very huge mountain, if you like. And then inside of that, you've got lakes and waterfalls and kind of beautiful vegetation. And it's just been fantastic because we've been obviously touring around these two islands and just coming across because you've got the sea all round and then these beautiful kind of internal volcanic kind of, I don't know, I suppose gardens or tropical, subtropical gardens. Now, fabulous. So it's been great.
I've got a question about the Azores. Because of its location, and you think about for many, many centuries, you would think, as long as people have been on the high seas, and certainly since 1492, since around then, people have been sailing sort of over to the New World to go and see as is. Now, a lot of people, I'm sure, ships would have stopped off at the Azores. So there must have been quite an interesting sort of movement of culture, say. Yeah. Is it in terms of building styles initially? Now we know Portuguese is sort of dominant at the moment, but in sort of what ways are there evidence of other visitors to the islands in that? Because I imagine it's quite a melting pot.
Absolutely. You know, they actually said that the Azores were kind of a gas station on the way to the US because everybody had to stop off there and, you know, resupply themselves. So there's lots of that. And of course, the Spanish and the Portuguese have sort of been at it for a long, long time. And I never realized, actually, that the Azores were seismically involved in assuring that the Spanish were kicked out and the Portuguese, basically the formation of Portugal as a country. Azores were absolutely instrumental in all of that. So it's brilliant. And in fact, Terceira, where we are now, the first city, which is called Angra do Heroísmo, that was called the first city in the New World, because everybody came here on the way to the New World, you know, and it's now a UNESCO World Heritage Site as well. So beautiful buildings dating back to the 17th century, you know, fabulous. And I've just been walking around the town, you know, and beautiful squares, lots of lovely churches, and then this huge Mont Brazil volcano is kind of sitting there like a silent sentinel, you know, looking down on the city. So it is something of a spectacle, I have to say. It's been lovely.
What about the people then? The culture of it, really? I mean, I imagine an open and friendly place, because let's be honest, they've not really had a choice, have they, to be otherwise?
Well, they've had a bit of a history, you know, with Spain. It's quite interesting when you go into it, and they're quite proud of the fact that they managed to run them out and get their independence out of Spain. But there is some lovely, lovely things. They do these lovely festivals, and particularly from May through to just now, actually, the end of September, is like festival city, because they basically have festivals every single week, and they're very proud of them. And they do everything. You know, they have this lovely one, which is quite a traditional spectacle here. They have balls. You know, the Pamplona thing with the balls running through the cities? And everyone's running for their lives, getting out of the way. Well, they have balls, the same thing, but the balls are held by rope by some very brave guys. And so they pull on these ropes as the balls are kind of running through the town here. And it's basically an audience participation festival. So the crowd can get involved, you know, and it's quite funny when you see them, because, you know, they're running with these balls, trying to hold them back. But balls are revered here. So, you know, that's a very kind of it's an oft-repeated festival that's going with these balls. They're great.
I've just got visions that it looks like a geezer taking a bull for a walk, really, like you would a dog.
Well, you would, yeah. And they do bullfighting as well, but they don't hurt the bulls. You know, it's a Portuguese thing. No bull gets hurt during a bullfight. So it's great. And we've been having lots of fun here, climbing around all these great volcanoes. There's one which for me was a highlight today, actually, where you go underneath a volcano. Can you imagine that? So you're in a tunnel and you're going down, and you end up in this giant cathedral of a space where the magma literally exploding out of this giant mountain. And it's huge, absolutely huge. And you can just imagine what that must have been like. And we were literally underneath the volcano. So it's where the sort of – it was like going down into the center of the earth, frankly, you know. And I was just walking around with my jaw open. Yeah.
Amazing.
It really was. Yeah.
I mean, if it was more on the beaten track, a Bond villain would have set up a base in there, really, wouldn't he?
You know, right. You're absolutely right. I thought either that or there was. I said to guys today, actually, all we needed was Gollum standing there with a ring, you know, and it could have been, you know, hello, my precious, you know, it was just like that.
So a place you can see bullfights where the bull is absolutely fine, people walking them around in big festivals, gorgeous flora and fauna, nice friendly people, great ancient buildings, you can stand under volcanoes. What's the food like, Andy? Let's get down to brass tacks here then.
You know, we played a starring role as well in this food. Now, there's a dish called a cozida, okay, and it's a one-pot meal. And you know what that means, right? Everything's thrown in there, the kitchen sink. Yeah, you got meats and veg, and it's all in a pot. And what they do is they drop it into a hole in the ground near one of these hot thermal springs, and it's left to cook there for 8 hours.
Right?
And then they
yeah.
lift them out in a kind of a big ceremony. Two guys are standing there with these metal hooks, and they pull them out. So they said to us, myself and another guy, because ladies aren't allowed to do it because it's very, very heavy. And they said, would you like to take part and pull out one of these pots? And we said, absolutely, because he said, your lunch is in there. So we raced down, and they lifted up this lid, and we pulled this thing out, and boy, was it heavy. And it came straight out. And it's, you know, there's a spectacle there because all the people, the tourists are all watching. And we loaded this lovely pot onto the restaurant van, and off it went. And we sat down and ate it afterwards. So, yeah, that's called a cozida. It's fabulous, that is.
Amazing
roasted
stuff.
Octopus is also popular. And they do a bean pudding here, which basically looks like a treacle tart, tastes like a treacle tart, but it's bean. I know. Who would have thought, eh?
Who would have thought? So there you go. Double thumbs up for the Azores, really. This is interesting stuff.
Yeah. And if you want to fancy just going in a thermal pool and bubbling, nice bubbling hot water, there's loads of them here. So all the islands have got them. So that's what's so great about it. So I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
In terms of getting there, I mean, lots of, I'm sure pretty much a lot of airlines will fly out that way. Is it sort of a package deal sort of location or can you piece together your own sort of trip?
No, you can do it. I would say, in fact, we flew in to San Miguel and we're coming out through Treseda. So it's, you can do one, fly across to the next island and then come home that way. Plenty of them. And like I said, it's on a budget route. So you can get some great deals. And it's also very good value for money. I could say probably even in this dire circumstances we're in at the moment, the euro's going quite a long way for us. So it's pretty cheap.
That is lovely as always. When are you next taking to the skies, waving your passport around with reckless abandon?
Well, I think I'll check in next week. If that's all right.
Magic. We'll talk to you then, my friend. You take care.
All right, buddy. See you soon.
Safe travels. There he is. The Azores. I've got to say, it sounds idyllic. I like the look of it. He won me over when he started talking about the bean pudding, though, that's like a treacle tart. It's a long way to go for one. He totally won me over. Andy Mossack. Just search for his name online. You can read all of his reviews, some of his restaurant reviews as well. And occasionally he pops up in the Telegraph newspaper. More from Andy next week. Thank you for helping me track him down.